WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Former President Trump, barred from giving a formal closing argument, still showed up in a New York courtroom today as his business fraud trial approaches its end. Jackie Quinn on how it went.
The former president and New York business mogul spoke outside the courtroom after he was cut off by the judge while speaking inside. He said he was an innocent man being persecuted by the attorney general, something he repeated to reporters outside.
Getting somebody elected because you wanted to get the publicity, it's a disgrace.
Judge Arthur Engoron's already determined Trump's company fraudulently inflated its numbers and will be deciding the amount of penalties. Trump's defense is that outside companies prepared his financial statements and they're responsible for any discrepancies. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In a Los Angeles court, Hunter Biden pleaded not guilty to federal tax charges. He's accused of trying to skip out on $1.4 million he owed the IRS. Tentative trial date, June 20th. At the International Court of Justice in The Hague, South Africa laid out its case that Israel is committing genocide in Gaza. Lawyer Adila Hassim.
The first genocidal act committed by Israel is the mass killing of Palestinians in Gaza, in violation of Article 2A of the Genocide Convention. As the UN Secretary General explained 5 weeks ago, the level of Israel's killing is so extensive that nowhere is safe in Gaza.
Several Jewish students have filed a lawsuit against Harvard University, accusing it of tolerating anti-Semitism. They say that's led to intimidation, harassment, and assaults. And the New England Patriots are looking for a new head coach. Bill Belichick moving on after 24 seasons and 6 Super Bowl titles, saying,
"There's so many fond memories and thoughts that I, you know, think about the Patriots and I'll always be a Patriot."
This is AP News. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Wall Street wobbled to a mixed close after an update on inflation pushed some investors to delay forecasts for when the Federal Reserve will start to cut interest rates. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1%. The Dow edged up 15 points. That's less than 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite was essentially flat. The government reported that consumers paid prices that were 3.4% higher in December from a year earlier. That's an acceleration from November and a touch warmer than economists had expected. Treasury yields bounced around after the inflation report came out. They ended the day lower. Citigroup fell 1.8%. The big bank detailed a list of charges it will have to take against its fourth quarter earnings. Those charges relate to various factors, including Argentina's troubled economy and a previously disclosed assessment from the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Citi is one of several banks reporting their latest results on Friday. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. And by Walsh's Ace. Wherever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. There is a winter storm warning for Vernon, Crawford, Richland, Grant, Iowa, and Sauk counties from midnight Friday to 12 p.m. Saturday. For tonight, snow developing after midnight, 1 to 2 inches possible by morning, low 20. Snow heavy at times with 5 to 7 inches of additional accumulation tomorrow. Rather breezy with blowing and drifting. High 33, winds will be northeast 20. And gusts up to 30, and very breezy with more snow tomorrow night, an additional 1 to 3 inches. Low 19, winds will be northwest, 15 to 20, with gusts up to 35. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm. It's cloudy and 28 degrees. And because of the storm that's going to be coming in tomorrow, North Crawford and Seneca have moved the boys' basketball game from tomorrow night to tonight. The girls' varsity will play at 6:30, and then the boys will follow. And then the following schools are closed for tomorrow. The schools include Richland Schools, including St. Mary's and Eagle Schools. All after-school activities are canceled. Also, Ithaca's closed, Weston, Lafarge, Fenimore, Boscobel, River Valley, including St. Luke's and St. John's Schools, and Kickapoo. Also closed tomorrow is Richland County Senior Nutrition Program meal sites will be closed. As a result, there will be no home-delivered meals. The town of Buena Vista will not have garbage collection tomorrow. The next garbage collection will be next Friday. Vernon County Health Department will be working in a virtual capacity tomorrow with limited staff available. Urgent calls should contact 608-637-5251 or email health@vernoncounty.org. Simon's Recreation Complex will be open tomorrow, but only from 11 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Lap swim will be from noon to 1:45, and family swim will be held from 4 to 5:55. And businesses that will be closed tomorrow include ET Foods and the Family Thrift Shop.
Walsh's Ace knows that window screens can get punctured or torn. Let Walsh's Ace repair your torn or punctured screen. The experts at Walsh's Ace have the know-how. Looking for paint? The Ace Paint Department at Walsh's Ace has state-of-the-art equipment that can color match anything you have. You can count on Walsh's Ace for everything from screens to paint. Walsh's Ace, Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin is bracing for its second big snowstorm this week. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch starting tomorrow morning through Saturday morning. Some places can expect up to 6 inches of blowing and drifting snow. The Wisconsin State Patrol is advising against travel Friday and Saturday due to the storm. With a forecast beginning Friday across the upper Midwest that includes heavy snow, high winds, and blizzard-like conditions, followed by severely cold temperatures into next week, the FEMA Region 5 office in Chicago encourages everyone to be winter ready and take precautions now to stay safe. Being winter ready means understanding winter risk you face and taking steps to prepare. Keep in mind each member of your household's specific needs when gathering supplies before the storm. Don't forget the needs of pets. Have extra batteries for radios and flashlights, and make sure your phone and other electronic items are fully charged in case you lose power. Limit your time outside. If you need to go out, wear layers of warm clothing. Watch for signs of frostbite and hypothermia. Remember safe home heating practices. Keep anything that can burn at least 3 feet from all heat sources, including fireplaces, wood stoves, radiators, portable heaters, or candles. Always plug space heaters directly into an outlet and make sure its cord isn't damaged or frayed. Never use an oven to heat your home. If there's a chance you may need assistance during this severe winter weather, for example, clearing snow and ice or moving to a warming center if it becomes necessary, have the name and contact information of a nearby family member or friend who can regularly check in on you. Follow the instructions of state and local officials and listen to local radio or TV stations for updated emergency information. Sign up for your community's warning system. The Emergency Alert System and National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Weather Radio also provide emergency alerts. WRCO will also keep you updated. Find more valuable tips to help you prepare for severe winter weather by visiting FEMA's Winter Ready website. Iowa County officials are reminding drivers to clear their vehicles of ice and snow before taking to the roads. In photos shared Wednesday by the Iowa County Sheriff's Office, a driver was stopped on Highway 18 and 151, driving 70 miles per hour with its windshield covered in snow and ice. Deputies stopped the car and cleaned it off. The Sheriff's Office said it's a reminder to keep lights, windows, and the rest of your vehicle cleared of snow before hitting the road during this winter. The Richland Hospital and Clinics reminds residents to ensure the safety of all community members that the Richland Hospital and Clinics parking lots are not acceptable options for overnight off-street parking. TRHC maintenance crews work overnight and throughout the day to keep the lots plowed, sanded, and salted to prevent falls. TRHC asks you to please support the crews and safety of your neighbors who have to visit the hospital by finding alternative overnight parking. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and Wisconsin Saltwise invite the public to learn more about the impacts of road salt on our drinking water and freshwater ecosystems during Winter Salt Awareness Week, January 22nd through 26th. Winter Salt Awareness Week will include a series of live streams featuring speakers and topics focused on the actual cost of salt and how to be a freshwater advocate. Speakers include Hillary Dugan from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, Sawyer Bailey with Adirondack Action, Bill Hintz from the University of Toledo, Bill Quackenbush of the Ho-Chunk Nation, Jeremy Wesso of the Menominee Nation, and Laura Fay from the Western Transportation Institute and Montana State University. Register in advance or watch afterward on the Wisconsin Saltwise YouTube channel. Although salt keeps Wisconsin roads safe during winter, using more salt than needed comes at a price. In Wisconsin and much of the U.S., chlorides from salt are infiltrating lakes, streams, and groundwater. According to Wisconsin Saltwise, 1 teaspoon of salt is all it takes to make 5 gallons of water toxic for freshwater organisms. The DNR measures chloride levels in Wisconsin rivers over time, monitoring cumulative chloride loading results at 26 of the state's largest river systems. Recent studies have shown a steep increase in chloride loads. In the early 2000s, the DNR measured about 600,000 tons of chlorides annually. By 2018, that number increased to nearly 800,000 tons per year. 50 lakes and 1 stream in Wisconsin have been designated impaired by high salt concentrations. These increased chloride loads are partly due to road salting, but chlorides also enter Wisconsin waters because of water softeners and fertilizers. Increased chloride levels, including environmental and economic effects, significantly impact our daily lives. Nationwide, winter salt causes $5 billion in damage to infrastructure each year, causing corrosion on bridges, roads, and other infrastructure. Road salt can also impact pets by causing irritated paws or other health concerns if ingested. Reducing salt use is critical to decreasing chloride loads. Follow these steps to right-size your salt use. Shovel, clear walkways and other areas before the snow turns to ice. The more snow removed manually, the less salt you will need and the more effective it will be. Scatter. When using salt, scatter it so there is space between the grains. A 12-ounce coffee mug of salt is enough to treat an entire 20-foot driveway or 10 sidewalk squares. If you see oversalting, follow these simple steps to help educate others about salt. Switch. Salt won't work when pavement temperatures drop below 15 degrees. Switch to sand for traction or a different ice melter that works at lower temperatures. The DNR works to reduce chlorides at the source through permitting programs for municipalities and industries. Additionally, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation works with Wisconsin counties to reduce road salt application using brine and pre-wetting road surfaces, significantly reducing salt use. For more information on the DNR's efforts to monitor chlorides and reduce their effects, visit the DNR's Salt and Stormwater website. Families in need in Wisconsin will get help buying groceries this summer. Families in the Federal Summer Electronic Benefits Program will get food cards with $40 a month for each eligible child. Wisconsin is one of 35 states in the program. A new report shows the 25 S&P 500 firms with the highest paid CEOs perform worse than average. Rosanna Landis Weaver is a shareholder advocate.
We look at a period of history when America was a leader in creating solid middle-class jobs, but also industry growth. Companies plowed back any excess money into the company.
The report also says S&P 500 CEOs make 300 times more than the average worker.
There's no person in the world that adds as much value as 1,000 other people. There's no question if the 1,000 workers disappeared versus if the CEO disappeared, what would be the outcome?
Some shareholders are pushing to require executives to hold stock longer to reduce short-term stock manipulation. During National Human Trafficking Prevention Month, Attorney General Josh Call has announced the formal partnership between the Wisconsin Anti-Human Trafficking Task Force and the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Relatives Task Force. The goal of the partnership is to bring awareness to and address the prevalence of human trafficking in Wisconsin's indigenous communities, identify victims of both sex and labor exploitation, successfully investigate and prosecute offenders, and increase collaboration between law enforcement, tribal leadership, victim advocates, and other disciplines. Iowa County Communications Center received an anonymous tip that a subject with a warrant was at a residence in Linden around 4:30 yesterday afternoon. Iowa County Sheriff's deputies made contact at the residence and arrested Brianne M. Keeler, 26, of Cobb, on an outstanding warrant through Richland County. Keeler was transported to the county line and turned over to Richland County Sheriff's deputies. The Richland Hospital and Clinic saw its first baby of 2024 come into the world on January 1st. Baby Yvonne weighed 6 pounds, 10 ounces, measured 21 inches in length, and was delivered by the birth center team led by Dr. Wright. The Carvajal Valerio family received a gift basket of donations from local businesses and individuals. Sponsors included the Richland Hospital Foundation, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, Partners of the Richland Hospital, Amber Ewing Creations, Bailey's Paint and Decorating, the Brewer Public Library, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Deanne's Designs, Jones Chevrolet, Kelly's Coffee, Quick Trip Richland Center, the Richland County Bank, and Walmart Richland Center. Earlier this month, TRHC Birth Center staff released their top baby names of the year for 2023. Top girl names were Evelyn and Paisley. Top boy names were Henry, Jameson, and Axel. It was a good day for the Richland Center blood drive yesterday at the community center. 15 power red and 47 whole blood donations were drawn. 12 people were deferred. This is good during a time that the Red Cross is experiencing a shortage. Please remember to roll up your sleeves to save a life. Today's winner of $25 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Carol Strang of Richland Center on ticket number 268.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log and Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber. Meister Log and Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Today is Thursday, January 11th. Eleanor Irene Penny Zychek, age 95, died Sunday at Maplewood Nursing Home in Sauk City. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Loretto. Friends may call at St. Patrick's Catholic Church Friday from 9:30 until the time of mass at 10:30. Burial will be held at the Sextonville Cemetery Friday at 1:45. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Eleanor Irene Penny Zychek, age 95. Donald O. Don Emler, 76, of Platteville, died Tuesday. Memorial services will be held Saturday at 3 at Westview Methodist Church, Platteville. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Friends may call at Westview Methodist Church Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 3. The Mel B. Funeral Home and Crematory, Platteville, is serving the family of Donald O. Don Emler, 76, of Platteville.
Gunderson Bosqueval Area Hospital and Clinics is proud to introduce family medicine physician Mark Wilkinson. With nearly 30 years of experience, Dr. Wilkinson is excited to join our growing primary care team and care for the great people who call Southwest Wisconsin home. Dr. Wilkinson looks forward to meeting new families and caring for all ages at our Bosqueval and Muscadet clinics. For an appointment with Dr. Wilkinson, call Gunderson Bosqueval today.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Well, we know what's headed our way. We've been hearing about it for days. Another winter storm targeting us once again. As we're at the heart of a winter storm warning that starts at midnight tonight and lasts until noon on Saturday. Here's what's happening. First, tonight, prep. Get a winter weather emergency kit gathered up in your car. This includes an ice scraper, extra hat and gloves, a sleeping bag, cat litter for traction, and of course a shovel. You should probably throw some extra water and snacks in there too, because you never know if you're going to get stranded. And in these conditions, rescue could take a while. Also, tonight's the night to do any cold weather prepping outside if you have to, because we're going to be blasted with brutal cold by the time the snow stops. Okay, so you want the details, don't you? Cloudy tonight, not too cold, lows fall to 20. Snow starts to develop after midnight, and we could be waking up to 1 to 2 inches possible by the morning. Then, snow becomes heavy at times, with 5 to 8 inches likely throughout the day, and those winds vicious, whipping up to 35 miles per hour and increasing to near 40 miles per hour by the evening. This is going to be blowing and drifting snow around, especially during the evening commute tomorrow, recovering roads and making for treacherous travel. However, as the winds shift to out of the northwest late, the snow will turn to a fluffier type and accumulate rather quickly. This is where another 2 to 4 inches may rapidly rise. By Saturday morning, light snow tapers down to flurries, and an additional 1 inch is possible. Plus, we'll still be battling the blustery, brutal winds and drifting snow, as winds continue to whip up to 30 miles per hour. This drags in the first true cold snap. Sunday, we're not going to get above zero, and with winds still breezy, we'll have some dangerous wind chills and likely some warnings. The cold snap has a grip on us through early next week, too. So I hope you know where your thick winter jacket is, and be sure to layer up, stay warm, and stay safe. I hope you have a tremendous rest of your Thursday. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 28 degrees after a daytime high of 31 and a morning low of 19. Yesterday's high was 32 and we received a trace of snow. Record high set back in 1880 is 53 degrees with a record low of 27 below set back in 1979. Last year's high was 44 with a low of 27. Sunset took place tonight at 4:47 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:32. The winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 29.91 and we have received 2 inches of snow so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 28 degrees. And we have these weather announcements to pass along because we do have that winter storm warning for Vernon, Crawford, Richland, Grant, and Iowa and Sauk counties from midnight tonight until noon on Saturday. North Crawford and Seneca have moved the boys' basketball game from tomorrow night to tonight. The girls' varsity will play at 6:30 and the boys will follow. And school closings for tomorrow include the Richland School District, including St. Mary's and Eagle Schools. After school activities are canceled. Also, Ithaca's closed tomorrow. Weston, Lafarge, Fenimore, Boscobel, River Valley, including St. Luke's and St. John's, and Kickapoo. Also closed tomorrow, the City Municipal Building and the Community and Senior Center will both be closed. The Richland County Senior Nutrition Program meal site will be closed. As a result, there will not be any home-delivered meals. The town of Buena Vista will not have garbage collection tomorrow. The next garbage collection will be next Friday. Vernon County Health Department will be working in a virtual capacity tomorrow with limited staff available. Urgent calls should contact 608-637-5251 or email health@vernoncounty.org. Also, Simon's Recreation Complex will be open from 11 to 6:30, 11 a.m. to 6:30 tomorrow, and lap swimming will be from noon to 1:45, and family swim will be held from 4 to 555. And businesses that will be closed tomorrow include ET Foods, Family Thrift Shop, and Creative Outlet. And we'll keep you up to date, both here on WRCO 100.9 FM. And also, we have all the cancellations and closings on WRCO.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services at great prices since 1959. Here's Phil Nee with a look at tonight's games.
The area girls basketball schedule tonight. Hillsboro's at New Lisbon, Wuniwok Center at Nisita. Royal visits Cashton, Bangor at Brookwood. Kickapoo at Wazika Steuben, Seneca at North Crawford, and Iowa Grant at Fenimore. In boys basketball, Cassville at Highland, Benton at Potosi, Belmont at River Ridge, Barneveld at Blackhawk, Mount Horeb at Reedsburg, Edgewood at Sauk Prairie, Baraboo at Stoughton, Adams Friendship at Wisconsin Dells, Mauston at Westfield. In the SWAL, Boscobel is at Darlington, Iowa Grant at Fenimore, Riverdale at Mineral Point, and Southwestern is at Cuba City. In the Southwest Conference, boys basketball, Platteville at Lancaster, Dodgeville at River Valley, and Prairie du Chien at Richland Center. Here is Hornets coach Brian Pulse talking about Prairie du Chien.
Coach Panasik really does a good job of teaching his kids how to play a certain way. They're hard-nosed. They're going to come compete, be physical. I think we're going to see a lot of different, man, maybe some zone, maybe some full court pressure. And then offensively, they're going to be patient. They're going to set a lot of tough physical screens. So we're going to have to be willing to defend those long possessions. It's all about they take on the character of their coach, and he's a great coach, and he always does a great job.
The Vitesse Power Sports pregame show begins around 7:15 tonight. Then it's Prairie du Chien at Richland Center boys basketball. I'm Phil Nee.
At Schwartz Insurance, when they say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business, health, or life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check and get your questions answered. And be sure, with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency. Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane service and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and your business running. Call 647-7034.
High-scoring guard Damian Lillard is expected to play for the Bucks tonight when they host the Boston Celtics. Lillard is averaging 25 points and almost 7 assists per game this season. He has missed 3 games. His absence from the lineup as Milwaukee lost to the Utah Jazz was blamed on personal reasons. The Celtics come in to the game at Pfizer Forum in first place in the Eastern Conference standings, 3.5 games ahead of the Bucks. And you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 tonight. Tip-off for that contest will be at 6:30. Pre-game will start at around 6. Green Bay quarterback Jordan Love is set for his playoff debut in a wild card game at the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas enters Sunday's meeting with a 16-game home winning streak in the regular season. It's the first home postseason game for the Cowboys since that streak started. Dak Prescott is in the playoffs for the 5th time in 8 seasons. He led the NFL with 36 touchdown passes in the regular season. Love was second with 32. Dallas coach Mike McCarthy faces the team he led to a Super Bowl title 13 years ago. And New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft needs to find himself a new coach for the first time in almost a quarter of a century. They and they need so much more, too. Belichick's failure to develop a quarterback to replace Tom Brady is the biggest reason for the struggling that led to a 4-13 record this season and the end of Bill Belichick's era in New England. Among the possibilities are former Patriots Mike Vrabel and Jared Mayo, and former New England coaches Brian Flores and Josh McDaniels. The team also needs a new personnel boss. Kraft said he's proud of what he accomplished with Belichick over 24 years, but it was time to move on. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
Heating and cooling systems are some of our most used appliances. When problems arise, the HVAC experts at Strang's are ready to help with your maintenance needs, 24-hour emergency service, or designing and installing a whole new heating and air system. Strang's has a long history of providing worry-free comfort with top brands like Lennox, Water Furnace, Grundfos, and Westinghouse. Call the team at Strang's to find out what they can do for your home. Strang's, people helping people, using experience and knowledge to serve the community.
Here are more tips from the Okooch Mountain Humane Society for keeping your pets safe in cold weather. First, pets often seek warmth under parked cars and under hoods, so be sure to check for pets under and around vehicles. Also, antifreeze is poisonous to pets, so thoroughly clean up any spills and keep pets away from both antifreeze and standing water near antifreeze spills. Finally, after your pet has been outdoors, rinse its paws with warm water and check between its toes for salt and ice particles. Do everything you can to keep both yourself and your pets winter safe. And listen for more cold weather tips for pets next week. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Soybeans and hogs were mixed Thursday. Corn finished lower and cattle closed higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For 45 years, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leveraged decades of knowledge from their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans were steady to modestly higher, oversold, having dropped nearly a dollar since the end of 2023. The trade really, though, is just getting ready for several USDA reports out Friday, including supply and demand numbers. March beans held at 1236.5. May was up a half at 1248. March bean meal was down $2.10 at 362.20. March soybean oil was up 47 points at 48.72. Corn was down modestly, also getting ready for those USDA numbers, especially grain stocks and the final 2023 USDA production totals. Mexico did buy 175,000 tons of U.S. corn for delivery this marketing year ahead of the open. March was down 1.75 at 457.75. May was 1.75 lower at 469.75. And wheat was down on fund and technical selling, along with higher trade in the dollar during the session. Most of the U.S. winter wheat crops expected to be protected from winter kill by recent snow cover. The USDA's winter wheat planted area numbers also out on Friday at noon Eastern, 11 Central. March Chicago was down 7 at 603.75. March Kansas City was 8.5 lower at 616. March Minneapolis wheat was down 7.75 cents at $7. Live and feeder cattle were higher with box beef up at midday, watching weather in the major feeding areas ahead of this week's direct business. Megan Grebner has more on that in a bit. February live was up $1.05 at 171.80, and April was 90 higher at 174.57. March feeders are up $1.27 at 227.40. And hogs were mixed with nearby contracts supported by demand expectations. February lean was up 52 cents at 72.60, and April was a dime higher at 79.05. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
You hear that? That's the sound of Dairyland Seed bringing the yield bigger and better than ever before. We're talking our best corn of all time, our strongest silage lineup ever, and the greatest soybeans in our history. We're talking a full lineup of seed proven to outperform the competition once again in independent head-to-head trials. See the performance data for yourself at showmetheyield.com. That's showmetheyield.com.
How would you define flexibility in an operating loan?
It means a variety of rate and term options, a payment structure tailored to the cash flow needs of your farm or ranch. You'll find this and more from Compure Financial, where we're defined by you. For ag lending and other financial needs, contact your local Compure Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compure.com. Compure Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Another light round of direct cash cattle trade developed Thursday. Deals are marked at $273 to $275, dressed in the north, $2 below the previous week's business. The rest of cattle country remains quiet. Significant trade volume has been hindered by severe winter weather that's been problematic for much of the country. Boxed beef closed higher with solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $2.82 at $285.89. Select closed $3 higher at $269.94. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head, down 6,000 on the week and down 2,000 on the year. Cash hogs into the day mixed. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Director up 22 cents with a weighted average of $45.49. The Iowa Minnesota was 39 cents lower with a weighted average of $45.35. The Western Corn Belt down 18 cents with a weighted average of $45.49. Pork values closed lower, down $2.12 at $84.54. And estimated hog slaughter was 490,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and up 2,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Ag Headline News. I'm Brownfield. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is announcing a $19 million biofuel investment.
We continue to invest in the infrastructure necessary for the renewable fuel industry to continue to prosper across the country.
Grants are being awarded to 22 states across the U.S. to increase access to biofuels. The funding will come from the Inflation Reduction Act. More news next. I'm Brownfield.
In his last will and testament, Robert has bequeathed to his only heir and devoted caretaker one-third of his house, a third of his truck, and a third of his beloved dog, Mr. Bo here.
Excuse me, I'm a little confused.
Don't settle for a fraction of what you deserve, especially at harvest. Yield your best with Veltima fungicide's proven plant health benefits and revolutionary application flexibility.
One-third of a dog. Right.
Get everything you deserve with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
At Compure Financial, we provide services based on your needs. So whether it's ag lending, crop insurance, or other financial services, or you're seeking industry expertise from a trusted advisor, we're here as a partner and member of your community that is defined by you. Contact your local Compure Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compure.com/you for your lending and other financial needs. Compure Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is also urging Congress to fully fund the Women, Infants, and Children program. During a call with reporters Thursday, the secretary said WIC is critical to providing nutrition and health support for those in need.
Of the 6.7 million participants, which is up about 400,000 from a year ago, over 3.6 million of those are children. 1.5 million infants and 1.5 million women are beneficiaries under this program.
And a research project was successful in preventing soybean white mold. During the Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic, Brian Luck with the University of Wisconsin-Madison told Brownfield a two-year study of fungicide applications using drop nozzles below the canopy helped prevent the disease.
Drop nozzles are helping out getting the fungicide where it needs to be, maintaining yield, and basically improving effectiveness of the fungicides that we're applying for white mold.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
Walsh's Ace has a full-service small engine shop. Right now, you can get all your small engine serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Your chainsaw, snowblower, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians, giving you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snowblowers for sale, and pickup and delivery service is available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Look beyond NP&K. Hello, everyone. I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with AgroLiquid. Nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium are often considered the most important nutrients in a plant's development and growth. But on this episode of Managing for Profit, an expert with AgroLiquid says micronutrients can make a difference on getting a good ROI on other nutrients. More coming up.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential that lives within your fields. That's why an AgroLiquid crop nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients, ensuring that every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential, maximizing growth while offering lower use rates and greater overall efficiency. And with our comprehensive customer support and robust agronomic knowledge, you can feel confident that your precision crop nutrition plan is the right one to reach your goals. Apply less, expect more, precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer and achieve more with less at agroliquid.com.
Stephanie Zelenko, national agronomist for AgroLiquid, says micros can be expensive, but can pay off in the long run.
I think we're getting better industry-wide of thinking beyond N, P, and K. You know, there's a lot of social media and people in the industry that are talking those high yields, which comes back to, you know, managing more than just your nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. But I do think there's still a number of growers out there that don't want to spend the money. Micronutrients are expensive. Sulfur is expensive. You're already spending a lot of money on fertilizer. But again, if you look at that soil test and see what they need, finding that limiting factor, you can probably be more profitable if you manage and add some of those higher value nutrients in than if you're just focusing on that NPK portion.
Zelenko says the market for micros resets this time of the year.
Things have softened a little bit, but you know, we're still losing commodity prices, it seems. It does seem to be trending, you know, on that lower side of things. And I don't think the input prices, you know, whether it's nutrients or crop protection, seed, you know, none of them are dropping as fast as what that price does. And so I think we still need to be very cautious when we're applying that fertility, that even if they do soften up and you think that they're cheaper, that you still have to manage that budget. And, you know, growers will spend 18 to 20% of their anticipated income on fertility, but if we're dealing with 450 corn compared to 650 corn, you know, that significantly cuts that budget back. Micronutrients can probably give a better return, you know, than maybe pounds of N. So, you know, looking through those options could be highly beneficial.
She says micronutrients have many benefits.
Micronutrients, you know, just like they say, are nutrients that are needed in smaller quantities, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're any less important. Zinc is very critical with the relationship of phosphorus. So you could apply all the phosphorus in the world, but if you don't have enough zinc, you know, to correspond with that, then your phosphorus is, you know, maybe limiting, or you may have issues with phosphorus uptake. And so a lot of nutrients, you know, work hand in hand with each other. And those micronutrients, because we apply them at such low rates, you know, we sometimes just forget to apply them and we don't worry about it. So making sure that we have a soil test that includes those micronutrients on there so we can manage those levels will help increase that bottom line.
I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with AgroLiquid.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Hi, my name is Brittany Penfield, and I am the 4-year-old kindergarten teacher at the Ithaca School District. I, along with the other Ithaca staff, want to give a warm welcome to families interested in having their child attend Ithaca Public Schools. We will be holding our annual developmental and 4K screening event, which gives school staff an opportunity to meet future students and address any possible concerns that families may have about their child's development. To be eligible to participate in screening, children must turn 3 years old or 4 years old on or before September 1st of 2024. Our screening days will be held on Thursday, January 25th and Friday, January 26th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ithaca Elementary School. You may register online and sign up for a screening appointment by following two links located at the Ithaca Public Schools website, ithaca.k12.wi.us. You can also find Ithaca Public Schools on Facebook. When you arrive for your child's screening appointment, you will enter through the main office doors and be directed to our screening locations. While your child is working with our school staff, parents will have the opportunity to meet with reading specialist and instructional coach, Andrea Newkirk, and receive information about community resources for young children. Each screening appointment will take approximately 1.5 hours. If you have any questions about registration or signing up for an appointment, please call Brittany Penfield, 4K teacher, at 608-585-2311, extension 513. Additional information and forms will be sent to you prior to screening. We look forward to meeting you and your family at 4K screening.
Hi, I'm Coach Jamie Johnson, and I've added health coaching to my resume. I would encourage you to listen to the January 2nd morning show titled Health and Weight Loss in the New Year and hear my story or reach out to me personally at 608-604-7751. That's Jamie Johnson, 604-7751, or find me on Facebook. Whether you're looking to jumpstart your weight loss, looking to lose a lot of weight, or get active and gain muscle, our program offers it all across the spectrum. We now even support those who receive the shot for medically supported weight loss. Reach out before January 31st for personal scholarships.
'Twas Frankie Justin with Summer Lover on Country and Community WRCL. My name is Tim Thede, and bringing you some great music up until around 7:15, and that's when it'll be Prairie du Chien at Richland Center in boys high school basketball action. Phil Nee will be making the call for that game, and it looks as if there's not going to be any broadcast for any games tomorrow. A lot of schools are canceling because the winter storm, and once again, I want to remind you that there is a winter storm warning for Vernon, Crawford, and Richland, also Grant, Iowa, and Sauk counties. That goes from noon, or midnight, I should say, midnight on Friday till noon on Saturday. So it's a pretty looks like a pretty intense storm. It sounds like by the time it's all said and done, we could have up to possibly 13 inches. Now, hopefully it won't be 18. I don't want to scare everybody there, but it's scary enough as it is. And I think the worst part that I don't like personally from this storm is after it's done on Saturday, temperatures are going to plummet, and we are going to have a high of 0 on Sunday, and then also a high of 2 on Monday. And there's going to be a lot of winds with this too, so that's why the warning is extended until so late on Saturday, because that snow is going to be on the fluffy side, so there is going to be a lot of blowing and drifting. They said maybe even some whiteout conditions. So please, if you don't have to go anywhere or during this time through Saturday, please avoid doing so. If you have to, make plans ahead of time. Please let people know, like your family, relatives, or wherever you're going to on your time you're leaving, so that way, in case something happens, somebody can check up on you. So be very, very cautious, everybody. And just wanted to let you know, though, tonight is the Celebrate Recovery, a 12-step recovery program, and that goes on from 6:15 to 8 at the Nazarene Outreach Center. For more information or a ride, call Tom at 608-604-4510 or Laura at 608-604-6780. I'm just going to give a quick rundown of all the cancellations for tonight. I will have it after the weather at the top of the hour, but might as well go down them now in case you missed it during our newscast. North Crawford and Seneca have moved their boys' basketball game from Friday night to tonight. The girls' varsity will play at 6:30 tonight, and the boys' varsity will follow. Schools that are closed for tomorrow include Richland Schools, including St. Mary and Eagle Schools. All after-school activities are canceled at Ithaca, Weston, Also, Ithaca, Weston, Lafarge, Fenimore, Boscobel, River Valley, including St. Luke's and St. John's schools, and Kickapoo are canceled. I'll have a more update on more cancellations, as I said, at the top of the hour.
Track a boat on a big blue lake and a brand new truck in my driveway. Lotto ticket worth $1 million and a bigger one on the wall. I want my boys, my team to win, wailing on the radio again. I want what I want, but hey, don't we all? When that sun goes down at the end of the day, there's just one thing I can't lose. If you're by my side, all I need is you. I wanna take a trip in a Chevrolet to a beach house down on 38. Have the Gulf of Mexico sitting right in my backyard. But as long as you're right here in my arms, when that sun goes down at the end of the day, there's just one thing I can't lose. If you're side, I'm better than all right. Baby, all I need is you in the morning, you in the night, you every day for the rest of my life. You and me together till the day I die. I'm all yours if you're all mine. Baby, you're all mine. Now, baby, look at you. You're my wildest dream. I can give it all up, still have
come a long, long way since the first radio transmission. But have we really gone too far? Seems a simple life is what we're missing. With every head bowed low, we stay stuck here on these phones. So thank you there, fancy technology. Man, I wish we'd go back again. Can you remember when we all tuned in? On every highway, every road, every city and every small town, and every single home. Man, it used to be alive and well, and some days we heard about heaven and hell. But then on Friday nights we'd all drift away, cause we were taken to the rainy. To drive my dad to an overlook to hear the Opry. The great speckled bird is what he heard. Mr. Acuff will always be the king of country. As we gather here today, what else can I say? It's almost like a funeral. Tell me, friends, it ain't so. Is it too late for CPR? All we want is a little heart. On every highway, every road, every city and every small town, and every single home. I believe it's alive and well. On some days it's all about heaven and hell. Yeah, on Friday nights we still drift away. We are taken to another place, all because we feel the music in our soul.
I had a car. Gina Riley's gonna notice me. Ought to learn to dance with the hottest moves and the latest styles. Get her on the dance floor and after a while you see. No, my Gina Riley's gonna dance with me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. No, my Gina Riley's gonna notice me.
gonna write a song. Sing about her hair, her lips, and her eyes. Bring her to tears with my heartfelt honesty. Now my Junior Riley's gonna fall for me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do.